I am happy to introduce you today a speaker, a person many of you know well. Tim Keim is grateful to be a Unity of Washington, D.C. member for nearly 20 years. He has been called to serve our church community as a former Board of Trustees president and is currently a lay leader. He is a co-founder of the Garden Love in Action team, is a co-chair of the Refresh the Church campaign. Tim leads his own consulting practice, which supports nonprofit leaders, and is an artist who transforms secondhand furniture into functional works of art. Tim and his dog, Tiptoe, live in Brooklyn, where his art studio is located too. He is a proud native of Toledo, Ohio. Let's give him a warm welcome. Welcome, Tim.
Good morning, family, friends. What a delight to be here with you this morning. I'd like to start. Let's take a big, deep breath together. I don't know about you. I'm a little nervous, but I need some centering, and we want to be present to everything that's happening with us. So let's together take a big, deep breath in, hold it, and release. Good, good. Let's do that again. Hold and release. We are present here and now. Thank you so much, and thanks, God, for bringing us all together today. What a blessing it is to be with all of you. I have to be honest with you. I can feel the emotion with me. I have given presentations here before, and it's much easier to give a report on our fundraising and our numbers than it is this kind of talk. Let me tell you, I have been in front of you before. It's always a gift. And this is different, and I'm just so grateful. I'm nervously excited and appreciate your love and support. This community has been amazing. I have to tell you, it makes me think of a time when my siblings and I were little kids, and right before Christmas, my younger brother Todd would get so excited about Christmas that he would get sick and have to go to bed. And this happened every year, so we would call it Christmasitis. Oh, Todd has Christmasitis again. Well, I have to tell you, this week I've had Christmasitis. nervously excited, but I'm so grateful to this community and for this divine opportunity. So many people have helped me along the way. Reverend Sylvia, I've reached out to so many folks here who are my role models and mentors, and I appreciate your words of wisdom, and I'm so grateful for all of you. And I learned that it does take a village, truly, to make a Tim Talk happen. So I do appreciate all of you. Veronica, I am so happy to have you here. Thank you for your presence and your energy. She is a teacher at Gunston Middle School, a seventh grade teacher, where she's teaching English. So what I love is she grew up here, and everything that she's learning, I know she's teaching to those young people that you're with every day. Yeah, let's give her some love. And I want to give thanks to her mom, Sharon Stokes. Sharon S., wherever you are in the house, great. Yes, give her some love. Truly, the acorn does not fall from the tree to see you together today. It's so joyful. Sharon has done so much for our community as well, and she's done a lot with the young people, our kids here at Unity. And so we are just so grateful, so grateful. So let's affirm together, folks, that God is light, God is love. Say it with me. God is light. God is love. Excellent. Let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Perfect. And speaking of being a light, I want to say something about Reverend Sylvia.
Yes.
What brightness you are and what a lantern you are. You show us what it is like to walk in faith, to trust the path, and to let God lead the way, even when it's hard. And we know you've been through a lot of hard times. I remember when you came back after a lot of your health treatments, and we just jumped to our feet because you were here and you're with us. You still have God's work to do, and we're so grateful that we can be here to fill your vessel this morning. So let's give Reverend Sylvia some love for all you've done. You are the bestest preacher teacher ever, and we are so blessed by your presence, your strength, and your love. Yeah. Let's stand up. I want you to give Reverend Sylvia some love. Yes. are so grateful. I do want to give, not in my script, but I have to give a shout out to one of my best buddies, Reverend Sylvia's mom, Mrs. Adams over there. Daryl here is her young man number one. I'm young man number 25. And so maybe today I'll get up to young man number 24. So we'll see. She's got a lot of folks that that love to fuss over her, as she is well-deserved at age 29-plus. So we're grateful for your presence. And Ms. Adams, thank you for the brilliant and beautiful job you did in raising your daughter and your family. So before we start today's message called Divine Order, The Right Place, The Right Time, I want to honor the meeting of this weekend. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and as a community, we pause to remember the brave souls who gave their lives in honor of our country. That is no small gift. That is the ultimate gift. And we hold their families close in prayer. So I'd like you to repeat after me. We remember you.
We remember you.
We honor you.
We honor you.
And we thank you. I've often called myself the luckiest man in the world, and I feel part of that is those who are my biological and my chosen family, those who walk beside me, those who watch over me, those who love me no matter what, even with all my quirks and foibles and humanity. I'm so grateful you're with us. I want to give a shout to my Unity of Washington, D.C. family, and you are my family. Every week I'm here with you, and you are the love, the light, the laughter, the wisdom that feeds me every week so we can go out and do God's work. I'm so grateful. Again, I've called myself the luckiest man in the world, and you all are part of my incredibly good fortune. I'd like to welcome you all who are here with us, gathered in our beautiful sanctuary, and I'd like to offer a special welcome to some dear friends who have joined me in person. I'm so grateful that you are with us, and I don't know what I would do without you. I'd also like to give a shout to my folks who hopefully they figured out their technology, but they should be Zooming in online with us from Toledo, Ohio, Barb and Tim Keim. Hi, Mom and Dad. Thank you. I'm so proud. Yes. I am proud to say I'm Timothy Q. Keim Jr., named after a truly amazing man. And I'd like to shout out to my dear sister, Tammy, joining us from Missouri. Some other family members. Wendy is joining us from Chicago. Aunt Wanda, hi to you from Canada. Arlene, hello to you from D.C. to Colorado. Reverend Sylvia, I could just spend the whole time just giving thanks to the amazing people in my world. So I'm just so grateful to be able to do it here. Let's give ourselves a round of applause if you're with us here or with us online. You could have been anywhere else, but you're here for a reason. So let's give you some love. So today, I wanted to share three spiritual truths I have learned here at Unity that have shaped my life and my heart, and I'm confident in saying I know that they have shaped your life and your heart, and they might show up in a different way for you, but these truths are all is in divine order, I'm always in the right place at the right time, and God is always good all the time. I'm going to repeat those. All is in divine order. Oh, great. All is in divine order. I'm always in the right place at the right time. And God is always good all the time. Excellent. Thank you. I wasn't expecting that, but that's great. I love it. I love it. This is a crowd, a group that gets involved because you are part of the journey. These truths are not just affirmations. They, I believe, are spiritual lifelines. They help to anchor beliefs in the goodness of God and in the universe. Reverend Sylvie has said, you are never outside of God's presence, and God is never outside of you. That means even in confusion, grief, uncertainty, we are still guided by God, the divine mind by God. God is always guiding us, even when we don't think that's happening. Unity teaches us that God is the source and creator of everything, is a part of everything, including each one of us. An affirmation from Unity says, I trust in the absolute goodness of God. Just as a sun is shining on the cloudiest days, God is absolute goodness and love. Like sunlight, God's presence and goodness are constant. They're always here, even when obscured by life's challenges. Sometimes we can't see it, but it's always there. I'd like to share a story that I first heard here at Unity of Washington, D.C. It's about a little boy. You know what? Can I borrow my prop? It's about a boy with a lantern who lived on a farm.
Perfect. Thank you.
And one night, the father said, I want you to go out to the barn and check on something. And the barn was across the way, and it was pitch black out. And the boy held up a small lantern and said, but Daddy, I can't see the barn. I'm scared. And his father said, you don't need to see the barn. Don't be afraid. Just take one step. The light will move with you. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. So that little boy, step by step, worked through his fear and was not afraid, and the path became clear and clear. And isn't that just how God works? Lighting our steps, showing us the way, step by step, moment by moment. Folks, I know it, and I know you know it because I've lived it and you lived it. Some time ago, I was let go of a job that meant a lot to me. It wasn't just a paycheck, it was part of my identity. And I felt I had poured my heart and soul into it, and my success and my happiness was tied to what happened there. Well, when it ended, I was scared, I was lost, I felt useless and worthless, and felt out of control. And I remember, folks, out of desperation, I got on my knees and prayed to God, what do I do now? And I wanted the master plan. I wanted the master's plan. I wanted the whole kit and caboodle. But instead, what did I get? I got a whisper, a still small voice, God's still small voice that said, take the next step. So I did. And I didn't know where it would lead, but I followed that lantern light. I took a class here at Unity of Washington, D.C. that sparked joy. I called a dear friend who reminded me of my worth and my value. I showed up in loving spaces like this one, even when I felt small, and slowly the path unfolded. Well, folks, you know how the story ends. It always goes better than you could plan. The path that God wanted me to follow was better than the one that I thought was right for me. Amen. Honestly, I never thought I'd be in front of you all, so what a gift is that? What a gift. And honestly, I know that during that scary time, this was the place that I went to for love and light, and it got me through a challenging time. And I know I'm not the only one who find a place like this as a place that gets them through things. So I never thought in a million years I would have my own practice supporting nonprofit leaders in their amazing efforts. In fact, my first client here at my practice came from Chandra Williams, who made that divine connection. So she helped, as Unity did, with this next step. And I'm thrilled. I see that my dear business partner and dear friend and family are there. Jeff and Carter, I'm so happy that you could be here. Will you give them some love on my behalf, people? And I just have to say, they were in Cleveland for a graduation and got up at 4 in the morning to drive here to be here today. I mean, how lucky am I? I remember the only time I could ever do art when I was working in my previous life was maybe I could do a weekend here, a time there when I got out of town. And I had this crazy vision that I want to be an artist. I'm going to figure out a way to do this. And I prayed to God, and he made it happen for me. So I have a professional art studio in an arts community that is full of love and is totally my happy place. And I know God's hand was in every step of that. Every turn, every door, God was a part of that. I know we're divinely guided. Barbara, a dear friend of mine is with us today. Barbara, we sat there at a news conference when they announced, here are three commissioned artists for this project. And of course, no shock, we sat there and cried, you know, because this was something and a vision that God placed in my heart, and you and others helped to manifest. It was truly amazing. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So this verse reminds us to release the need to figure it all out ourselves, but instead trust the path that God knows. God knows best, and he is guiding you along the way. Like the little boy in the story who found his way to the barn trusting, he was led step by step, and I believe that you too will get your dreams, your hope, your vision for your life guided and illuminated by God's loving hand. As we reflect on challenging times, I'm reminded of lyrics of a favorite song I first heard here at Unity, sung by Henry Brown. Okay, I'm really going to do this. Okay, I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that even in the darkest night, a candle glows. Even when I didn't feel like a flower, even when I couldn't see the candle, God was already blooming and lighting something inside of me. And I know I am not alone in this experience. You've had similar fearful and confusing times in your life. So let's say this together. God lights my path.
God lights my path.
Let's say again with passion and joy and everything from inside of you. God lights my path. Excellent. Thank you. If we believe, which I do, God is lighting and ordering our steps, then we are always in the right place, are we not?
Yes.
Excellent. We are where the universe, God's spirit, wants us to be all the time. How often have we taken a wrong turn only to realize that was the right path? That's the path that we needed to be on. How often have we tripped and stumbled only to realize it was not a stumbling block, but rather a stepping stone to something even better? I am in the right place at the right time right now. You are in the right place at the right time right now. We are in the right place at the right time now. That is more than a mantra, friends. It's a spiritual truth. Even if you're in a mess, even if you're in mourning, even if you're in transition, you are still in the right place. All is in divine order. Often we look back on things, I'm very guilty of this, and I say, I coulda, shoulda, woulda, done this or done that. Now, knowing what I know, I would have done X, Y, and Z. I don't think that's helpful for us, and if we believe that all is in divine order and God is placing us where we need to be right now, then we were in the right place back then as well. Right, friends?
Yes.
So therefore, we always are looking forward and learning and growing from those experiences. In Unity, we believe that divine order is not just about everything going our way. It's not about control or convenience. It's about alignment. It's about alignment. It's about trusting that there is a sacred pattern unfolding beneath the surface of our lives, even when we can't see it. It's always there. Like many of you, I felt guided to be here at Unity. When I first walked into the doors here, actually on A Street, many moons ago, I felt like I was coming home. Anyone ever feel like that when they walk in the doors here at Unity? I felt seen, safe, and supported, and we're letting it all hang out. I fell in love with Reverend Sylvie immediately, and the congregants, because of your openness, your love, and your light. And I had the experience, again, many of you have had that, where Reverend Sylvia wrote the message, like, how did you know that's exactly what I needed to hear? Like, had she been in my head or my heart, and she knew that that's what I needed to hear. And I know that some of you have had that same experience with who's ever up here. There's a song, there's something like, how did the universe, how did God know that's what I needed to hear? So I want to share a couple of Unity moments, three of them, that touch my heart and that connect to some of the truths I'm talking today. You game? All three?
Yes.
All right, good. I guess that's one of those rhetorical questions, because I'm going to do it anyway, right? First, during the pandemic, we celebrated the late Talmadge Wilson's 100th birthday. Right over where you are, Sabrina, I had the joy of sitting next to Talmadge as one of his pew buddies many, many times. He was a tall, elegant, brilliant, total gentleman, always dressed to the nines. And during that time, again, a confusing time, there was good in it. We decided we couldn't go, we couldn't celebrate him inside, so many of you, we drove to his nursing home. We formed a holy caravan of love outside his window, and he waved to us from behind the glass. And I thought, only God could turn a parking lot into a sanctuary. It wasn't just a parade of cars. It was divine action in love. And it was unity of Washington, D.C. at its best. Well, a little side story relating to that moment. We were asked to bring signs and balloon bouquets to attach to our cars to honor Talmadge. Now, for those of you who know me, and as you heard, I'm an artist, I love a good do-it-yourself project. So, of course, I decided to create my own balloon bouquet. So in my car, I had a helium tank, ribbons, balloons, everything I needed. So when I arrived and got in line with the parade of cars, I started inflating one balloon at a time. So my dear friend Eleanor and her husband pulled up behind me and brought out their amazingly big, beautiful balloon bouquet, like many of you who had already lined up and had them on your car. Well, it was about 9 degrees that day, and my bouquet was a work in progress. So when Eleanor and Michael pulled up behind me, all they saw were these three very sad, lame little balloons floating outside my car. And as they were watching, several blew up into the sky. As they were watching, and I remember Eleanor, she's still teasing me to this day how pathetic my balloon bouquet was. And I have to say that is a very accurate description. And here's the thing. By the time everything was said and done, I added more and more balloons so my car looked great, just in time for our wonderful birthday drive-by. Believe me, folks, the process was not pretty or perfect, but the end result was pretty good. And I think that makes me think of us. We're all works in progress, right? And sometimes it doesn't always look perfect or good, but the end result is always really what God wants to happen for us. Secondly, my second unity memory is I remember a weekend where I flew out early on a Sunday morning, a 7:30 a.m. flight from Toledo, Ohio, back to Washington, D.C., because two people I love, love, love were being celebrated on back-to-back days. So on Saturday, my mom, Barb, hi, Mom, she was the star of her college's homecoming as the most senior alumni cheerleader on the field at age 83. They even announced her name on the PA, and she made the local news. And she's not one. She's going to put everyone in front of her, so here she was, truly the star. Then on Sunday, we gathered here at Unity to celebrate Reverend Sylvia's 30 years of as our senior minister. Our sanctuary was filled to the rafters with people coming together to show their deep appreciation for her. It was such a meaningful moment for all of us. So now, friends, the point of the story is there aren't really many direct flights ever from Toledo to D.C., let alone on a Sunday morning, exactly the time I needed it. And yet God orchestrated things so that I could be in both these momentous events, which have touched my heart. It was not by chance. I know it was divine order. And the third unity moment happened when my grandmother, Grandma Ritchie, came to D.C. to visit us. And of course, it was Easter weekend, so where did we come? We came here for Easter. We came to church together. As many of you know, part of our Easter service is everyone comes forward to get a flower and a paper message from Reverend Sylvia. As we approached up front, I introduced my grandmother to Reverend Sylvia, who enthusiastically said, "I love grandmothers," and right here she gave my grandmother a hug, much to my grandmother's shock, surprise, and delight. As we sat down on the way back to our seats, my grandmother confessed that she has been attending the same church for over 60 years and not once had received a hug from any of their pastors. Not once. And I said, "Well, maybe it's time to find a different church." Now, Grandma Ritchie, she was not someone who often showed emotion. I guess I didn't get that gene from her. But here she was crying in our sanctuary as Henry Brown sang, "I Believe." It wasn't just the music that moved her. She was feeling spirit. She was feeling safe. She was feeling truly seen, just like many of you when you walk through our doors. Everything that morning was in divine order, so she could receive that hug, hear that song, and be here together with all of you. It wasn't just any Sunday as well. It was a time when we came forward, so that magical moment happened with God's hands guiding us. I know it was very healing for my grandmother, and she was here for a reason. I know God guided her to unity and to be blessed by all of you. Grandma Richie, you are in the right place at the right time, just like you in the right place right now. I know I've got a great angel up there keeping an eye on me. I know it, I know it, I know it. And Carter, you know, we have a thing. Anytime I see a cardinal, it makes me think of Grandma Richie. I know some of you, when you see a cardinal, it represents a loved one too. And so, Grandma Richie, thank you for the chance to celebrate you today. Folks, I am sure that you can recall a time when you were in a place that God, the universe, spirit wanted you to be. A time when something bigger was happening. It was not just a coincidence. It was not just a happy accident. It was truly God guiding your steps. I know it. I've heard it, and you've shared it. We've shared it before. Like each of you, we often look for others for inspiration and insight. For me, it's especially when I feel lost. Three of my favorite folks have things I'd like to share with you. Oprah Winfrey reminds us when she said, "I trust that everything happens for a reason, even when I can't see it." I trust that everything happens for a reason, even when I can't see it. Poet Maya Angelou shared her wisdom when she said, "Give thanks even for the things you don't understand." We at Unity, as true students, always look for the good in every situation because there is good, there is God in everything. And Reverend Sylvia says, you don't have to figure it out. Spirit already has. When we place our faith, our dreams, our hope, our fears, our doubts, all in God, in the goodness of the universe, all goes better than we could even make happen on our own. Sometimes we just need to get out of the way and let God do his thing. As people of faith, we know the Lord's Prayer. And among the words is the phrase, "Give us this day our daily bread." We know that well. Well, the key word is daily, not weekly, not monthly, not yearly. And that's a hard one for many of us because we want to know the answers. We want to see the plan. I want to have my daily bread all the time. I don't have to worry about it. And just like that little boy with the lantern who takes the step and the next step and the next step, he finds his way. And that's what God does. He shows us step by step, experience by experience, day by day. Another verse from the song, I Believe, is, okay, here we go. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I want to read it. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I love that because that is how God works, friends, through each of us as a vessel of his love and light. This song, verse, and belief reminds me of a scene from the movie The Color Purple. It touches my heart every time I see it. You may recall in that movie, near the end of it, the character Sophia, played by Oprah, I clearly have an admiration for Oprah. Sophia has been beaten and broken from life, and she shares a story of being so blue and so down that when she was shopping with the mayor's wife as her maid, still in prison even without bars in a cell, Celie, another character, sees her in the store, takes her shopping list and help her by collecting all the items. That moment was transformational for Sophia, who recalls it. She said, I knew there was a God in that moment. I knew there was a God. She knew there was a God. How many times have that happened to us? I know you can think of a time where someone reached out to you out of the blue, and there was no way that was an accident. That was God reaching out. I know it. Someone stepped in. God is always there. Sometimes we don't see it, but God is always there. I want you to turn next to someone and say, all is in divine order. All right, turn to a different person and say, I'm always in the right place at the right time. All right, and how about we look up and say, God is always good all the time. Great, amen. So as I close, let me leave you with this. You have not missed your moment. You are not behind. All is in divine order. You are in the right place at the right time. Each of you received a little lantern as you came in to the sanctuary. This is a small reminder that God is lighting the way for your next step forward. On it is a message that links to today's talk. So now I want you to pick up your lantern and hold it up high, and I want you to turn around and look at all the light in this space, choir. Beautiful. Look at, oh, I want to make sure we get one for you. Look at how beautiful that is. God is lighting our steps and showing the way. God is love and light. Beautiful. I love it. My prayer is that God, that you know that God is always good and guiding you to your highest good and where you need to be for your best life. Even if you don't understand things, all is in divine order. My call to action to you is to let your light shine, to let God shine through you. So to close out today's message, here is your action. Here we go. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and bless you. Thank you for the chance to be here today. That concludes my song performance. I have to. Is Wayne with us? I have to make a confession. Well, maybe it's because there's really only one of us. Wayne, one of the singers. Anytime he sings a solo, people come up to me and say, "Oh, you did such a great job singing." And because he's here now, maybe we really are the same person, right? Although after my, I don't think I've sang in public since the first grade, and so based on my performance here today, I don't think they'll get us mixed up in the future. we'll do a meditation that's important for us to connect with God. So I'd like to do that now. Again, thank you, Shirley, for the inspiration, and thank you, choir, for joining in. Yep, let's give them some love.